USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
We're just hours from the Democratic presidential candidate's latest debate. It'll be held in Las Vegas ahead of the Saturday Nevada caucuses. And former South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg says latecomer to the race, former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg, is going to have to answer some pretty tough questions.
Well, I think he has to answer for his treatment of others, for his language, and above all for an attitude that seems to have dismissed the humanity of a lot of people.
He was speaking to NBC News. This will be Bloomberg's first appearance in a Democratic debate since joining the field. The top policy official at the Pentagon is reportedly on his way out. Undersecretary of Defense for Policy John Rood told to submit his resignation. This comes as senior national security leadership reportedly no longer support him. And this is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
Now a free man, former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich says he has everlasting gratitude for President Trump for the president having commuted his prison sentence. He's back home in Chicago this morning after serving 7 years of what was to be a 14-year sentence on federal corruption charges, including being caught trying to sell Barack Obama's old U.S. Senate seat. This from some surveillance audio back in the day.
I mean, I've got this thing, and it's golden, and I'm just not giving it up for nothing.
Blagojevich, who was a Democrat, now says he's a Trumpocrat. He's about to hold a news conference outside his home in Chicago. U.S. producer prices have risen, as Labor Department officials say. A 0.5% increase in the producer price index last month is the biggest since October of 2018. It's also much higher than what economists had expected. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A Mexican man is facing charges after allegedly working for Russia to collect info on U.S. government employees. Hector Fuentes, arrested at Miami International Airport while on his way to Mexico, according to a Justice Department statement released late yesterday. Fuentes allegedly had been recruited by a Russian agent in 2019 and told to rent an apartment under a false name and to collect information about a specific vehicle belonging to someone in the U.S. government. They're not named, but Fuentes is charged with working as a foreign agent without declaring it to the U.S. government. A pretrial hearing for him is set for this Friday. A woman who leaked secret government information about Russian influence in the 2016 election is trying to get out of prison. Reality Winner filing a petition last week seeking clemency from President Trump, as she says she only acted to inform the public. The former intelligence specialist did plead guilty to one count of felony transmission of national defense information. That plea came in June of 2018. She has previously told the Atlanta Journal-Constitution she is not the leftist that she was portrayed to be. And Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred apologizing for calling the World Series trophy a piece of metal. It was in reference to his previously saying he didn't intend to strip the Astros of their 2017 World Series title despite their sign-stealing scandal. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.